Boker Tov, good morning. Shavua Tov, today's daf is daf Samechet, daf 69. We left off at the middle of the page on Samechet Amud Bet. On 68B, we left off in the middle of the page. We were discussing the story of Ashmedai, of the king of all of the demons, trying to find the Shamir worm, the worm to build the Beit HaMikdash. We're going to finish off that story. And then today's daf, and maybe even a good portion of tomorrow's daf, is going to be about all of these different diseases and sicknesses, and what are the remedies. I just want to give an introduction to that, is that you should probably not take everything that's written here exactly literally. It could be these are things that applied back in the day, or things that worked as remedies then. Not all of them may be the same today to be remedies today. So just keep that in mind as we're going through all of those things. It's a lot of different details and a lot of things. So we'll try to just go through it. Okay, we're in the middle of the page on 68B. So Benayahu now starts to ask Ashmedai why he was doing all of those things that he was doing when he saw all of them. So Amar le Benayahu, mai tama ki chazite lahu samya dava katae b'orcha. When you saw the blind person, why, when he was going the wrong way, asikte l'orcha, you put him on the right path. So Amar le macherze ale berakia de tzadik gamurhu. They were saying in the rakia of Shamayim, the heavenly in heaven, that he was a tzaddik gamur. And a person who helps him, who gives him comfort in this world, will merit to the world to come. That's why Ashmedai helped him. Why, when you saw this drunk person who was going on the wrong path, you fixed him and brought him on the right path? So they were saying upstairs that he's a complete rasha. So he says, since he's a rasha, I wanted to give him at least some of his reward here. Let him at least benefit some. Let him at least benefit some of the reward here in this world. Why, when you saw that they were celebrating with the bride, you got all upset, you started crying? The husband is supposed to die within 30 days. And the wife is going to have to wait 13 years for the child who's a Yavam, the brother-in-law. So I got upset when I saw this. Why, when you saw this guy who said to the shoemaker, make me shoes that last 7 years, you smiled? So he's not even going to last 7 days. This guy is going to die in the next 7 days. You think he's going to need shoes for 7 years? Why, when you saw the guy who was doing sorcery, you started smiling? So So he's saying he was sitting on top of the king's treasure, and he's doing all this different type of sorcery. Instead of, you know, doing all that, do sorcery to reveal what's under you. You're sitting on top of the treasure. I don't know. That's why he was saying it like that. Okay. Tarchei gabe ad benayah lebeit hamikdash. They held Ashmedai next to him until the Beit HaMikdash was built. Yom Achad, the first day, Havakai Lechudei. So he was standing by himself on the first day. Here is referring to Shlomo HaMelech. So this is now going to go through the whole story of the conversation between Shlomo HaMelech and Ashmedai. So they were holding Ashmedai hostage in the meantime. And now it goes through the whole story. So Shlomo one day was standing alone with Ashmedai. Okay? Amar Lehi said to him, "Ktiv ketu afot re'em lo." It says that the lofty and the towering are his, are Kadosh Baruch Hu's. Amrinan, we say, "Ketu afot," what's ketu afot? Elu malachei asharet, that's referring to the ministering angels. Re'em, elu ashedim, that's referring to the demons. You see that the demons are in some way are more superior than human beings. So Gemara says, "Ma'ir butaychu minan." What is their superiority? So he said, Amar Lehi, Ashmedai responded to Shlomo, "Sheko shushilta minai, v'havili yizketach, v'chavelach rebutai, take the chain off of me, and give me your signet ring, give me your ring, and I'll show you why I'm superior to you." So he says, so what did he do? Shakle l'shulita minai, v'havili yizketach. He took off the chain, and he gave him his ring. Balei, so Ashmedai swallowed up Shlomo. He swallowed him up. Some say he swallowed up the ring. This is a machloket. Now this gets a little bit deeper. He placed one of his wings in Shamayim, one of his wings on earth, and then he casted out Shlomo 400 parsaot, a very far distance out from where he was. Meaning getting Shlomo out of the kingdom. So now Ashmedai is now sitting on the throne. So al hahi sha'ata amar Shlomo. This is what Shlomo HaMelech was saying in Qohelet. What is a prophet does a person gain in this world for all of his toil that he does in the, under the sun? Meaning there's no need, because at the end of the day, this guy can throw you out in 1 second. This was my portion from all of my toil. So the Gemara says, my vizeh, what does it mean, vizeh? Rabbu Shmuel Machloket, Chadamar Maklon, one says my staff, I came with my staff. Chadamar Gundon, one says no, it's talking about his cloak. So the Gemara says, I am a Chazer Lapitachim. Shlomo HaMelech was going around begging from door to door. Anywhere he got, he would say, Ani Kohelet, Aiti Melech al Yisrael b'Yushalayim. I was Kohelet. This is how Kohelet begins. I was king of Israel and Yushalayim. Himata Gabe Sanhedrin. When he got to the Sanhedrin, what happened? Amru Rabbanan, the rabbi said of the Sanhedrin, Michde, Shote Bachadim Milte Lo Sarich. A shote, a person who's deranged, is not. He's going to stick to one statement. He's not going to be jumping around from statement to statement. So how come this guy, if he's a shote, why is he sticking to his one statement saying that he's the king? So my high, what's going on here? Amru le Benayahu, they said, they asked Benayahu, Kabay lach malka legabe, has the king requested to see you recently? Amar lehu lo, he said no. So shalchu le malkavda, they asked the queens. You know, Shlomo HaMelech had many wives. So ka'ate malka legabayichu, has the king come and visited you? So they said, Shalchu le, in kata, yes, he visits. Shalchu lehu, so they asked again, bidku bikar'e, check his feet next time. Shalchu lehu, bimoke kata, he comes in these stockings. Bikatava lehu binidutaihu, and he actually comes and he asks me to sleep with him while I'm nida. So he says, bikatava la nami le batsheva ime. Not only that, he even tries to solicit his own mother, batsheva. So now they figured out that, hold on, this doesn't sound right. Atiyua l'shlomo, they brought Shlomo. Vavalu izketa v'shushedah l'chakuga l'Hashem. They gave him a ring and the chain, which Hashem's name was on it. Ki ayel chazei parach. Whenever Shlomo came in, Ashmedai saw him, got scared and flew away. But still, v'afilu achi, havale bi'ututu minei, Shlomo was always afraid of him. V'ayin l'chtiv is why the Pasuk says, hine mitato shel Shlomo shishim giborim savivam migiborei Yisrael. There were 60 mighty soldiers, warriors around Shlomo's bed. They were all holding swords, skilled in warfare, and they were all afraid of the nighttime, meaning of Ashmedai. Rabbu Shmuel, Chad Amar Melech Vehediot, one says he was king, and then he became a simple person. Chad Amar Melech Vehediot Melech, he was a king. Shlomo then became a simple person, and then became a king again. Very good. Okay, now we're going to get into all of the different sicknesses and diseases. We're at the bottom of 68b. All of the different diseases that we're going to get into, we're going to talk about the different remedies, and it could be that many of them are not necessarily practical today, but let's just hold up. Let's hold in over here. The damadresha, somebody has, let's say, blood of the head. What does that mean? Rashi explains, it's talking about a very strong headache due to high blood pressure. So, laiti shur vina uvina ve'asadara, bring this boxwood, a willow, and a fresh myrtle. Ve'zeita ve'chilfa ve'chilfi ve'diyama ve'yavla. All of the different produce, olive, poplar, cloves, and yavla, whatever, yavla, what's a yavla? Yavla is a different type of herb. Velishlukinu behade hadadi, boils them together, velintot lat mea kaseya haigisa deresha, utat mea kaseya haigisa deresha. He pours 300 cups of the mixture on one side of the guy's head, and 300 on the other side. Ve'ilon, if that doesn't work, laita varda chivra dekai v'chad dara, bring a white rose that all of the leaves are on one side, velishleke, and you boil it, velintot shitin kaseya haigisa deresha, and then pour 60 cups of that on one side of the head and 60 cups on the other side of the head. Okay, that's for high blood pressure that causes headaches. So, litzlichta, what about a migraine? If somebody gets a migraine, laiti tanegola bara, bring a wild cock, take a very sharp coin, a zuz, and slaughter the animal on the side of the head, which causes them pain. But be careful, the blood doesn't blind the person's eyes. Hang it on the door, on his doorpost. When he comes into the house and goes out of the house, you should brush against it. Okay? Next case. Cataract. If somebody has some type of pain in the eye, so he says, Librukti, a cataract, Laiti akarava deshev chumre. You should bring a scorpion that has seven colors. Dry it outside in the shade, and nishchok, grind it, make a powder. Tarte mincha kuchala v'chada minchat minei minta. Tarte minnata kuchala v'chada minata minei. Two parts of it is antimony. It's like from Adam's, how we learn it out. And then one part of it should be the grounded scorpion. V'limaleit l'adam ikachale v'hayena, and put three doses in one eye. And then with latam, and then three doses in the other eye. Don't put any more than that. Because if you put more, God forbid, his eye can burst. This is another type of eye affliction. Somebody's night blindness. So nighty shudera barka. He should bring a rope of animal hair. And tie one of his legs down to the rope. And one leg of a dog to the other end of the rope. And then children should take pottery and should shake them behind him. And should say to him, "Asa kalba achsa tarnegola, old dog, mad rooster." They say, "Veligbesh shev umtse mishivah batei." And he should collect seven pieces of raw meat from seven different houses. And each person of the homeowners should give him meat in the doorway of his home. He should eat the meat by the city dumps. And then it says, "Batarachi." After that, "Livshot shudera barka." He removes the animal hair rope from his leg. "V'nemrachi," and says the following: "Shavriri." Diploni barplonita, the blindness of me. Shavkinu diploni barplonita, leave me. Velecharu lekalba bevate deene, and finally they should blow into the eye of the dog, and then he'll be fine. Doctor, you've done this remedy for people in eye pain. Your eye doctor.
You should try this.
Right? Don't try this at home.
Don't try that.
Okay, what about daytime blindness? So he says, "Laiti shivasum ke mi ga." Bring seven spleens from freshly slaughtered animals. Roast them on a bloodletter shard. Then the blind man should sit down inside of a house. Another person who has good vision should sit outside. The blind person should say, "Havli de'echol, give me the spleen so I can eat." And the other person, the guy who sees, should say to him, "Sav echul, take and eat." Ubatar da'achil, after he eats, litbarel chaspa, he should break some glass, break a pottery or the shard. De'ilo hadar ilave. Then it's gonna. If you don't do that, it's gonna come back to him. He's gonna get blind again. Lidemad ati minechira, a nosebleed. What do you do for a nosebleed? This is definitely not. I mean, I don't know. This is at least not the advice that we usually get nowadays from doctors for nosebleeds. But let's see what they say. So he says, "Laidi gavra kohen dishmei Levi." Bring a kohen whose name is Levi. Masha echud lo yodea. V'lichlov Levi lemafreya. He should write the name Levi backwards. Yud vav lamed. Ve'ilo. And if you can't do that, "Laidi inish me'alma." Bring any person. V'lichlov Levi and write for him the following: "Ana papi shila bar sumke lemafreya." I am papi bar sumki backwards. Ve'ilo. And if you can't do that, nichtov lehachi. Write the following. Ta'am deli b'mei chesev, ta'am deli b'mei pegam. The taste of bucket in silver water, the taste of a bucket in tainted water. These are different remedies. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, laiti ikirada aspasta, bring a root of aspasta. I think aspasta is a type of plant, you know, we usually give for animals. So you bring this root, and he says, v'ashlada puria atika, the rope of an old bed, v'kurtesa umorike, red rag paper and saffron, v'sumkade luliva, the red part of a palm branch, v'naklinu v'hadei adad, and then you burn them all together, v'laiti givavada amra, bring ball of wool, v'nigdol tartei petilta, twist them into two strands, v'litmish tartei v'litmish bechala, you dip it in vinegar, v'nigadbel v'kitma hadin, and then roll these into the ashes that we just burned, v'neitem v'nechire, and then put each one into his nostrils. And this will stop the nosebleed. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, you find a flow of water that's going east towards west, V'nisa, step over it. V'nikum chad kara l'haygisa, v'chad kara l'haygisa. One foot on this side, one foot on that side of the water. And v'nishkol tina b'yadei diyamina mitutak kara dismalei. Uvidei dismala mitutak kara diyaminei. And then you take mud with your right hand from under your left foot, and with your left hand from under your right foot. And then v'nigdol tarte petitad amera, you make twisted two strands of wool. You dip them in mud and then you put it in your nostrils and it will stop. And if that doesn't work, this is your last chance to stop your nosebleed. You should sit under a water sprout. They should bring water and pour water on him. Say the following: just like this water stops from the spout, so too the blood should stop from your nose. What if a person has like an oral cavity or bleeding from the mouth? So, batkinan le begilad chiteta. A patient, what he does is, he's tested with a straw of wheat. So what do they do? Isarich, if the blood, if you put it in the mouth, the blood sticks to the straw. Mire'aka ate ve'it le takanta. It's from the lungs and you have a remedy. Ve'ilo, but if it's not sticking, mikavdaka ate ve'leit le takanta. And it's coming from the liver and there's no remedy. So Amar le Rav Ami le Rav Asi, he says, hold on. We'd learn the opposite in the Mishnah. What did we learn? It says, Nitala kaved. This is all the animals that make a terefa. Nitala kaved v'dushayim min naklum. If the liver was removed and nothing was left of it, it's a terefa. But hare'ash nikeva o shechasera. If the lung was even punctured, it's terefa. So what do you see? The lung is more serious than the liver, not the other way around. So the Gemara says, Amar le, kivan de mipumeka, since the blood is coming from the mouth, Amar itamuche itamach. Since it's coming from the mouth, you must believe that the liver has actually completely, totally dissolved, and that's why it's so dangerous. Amar more, imirakat itle takanta. So if it comes from the lungs, there's a remedy. My takante, what's the remedy? Laiti shiva kuneve pirma de silka, bring seven fistfuls of sliced beet, v'shiva kuneve pirma de charte, seven sliced leeks, v'chamishat kune perida. What's perida? Perida, I think, is another type of herb, if I'm not mistaken. Utlata kune de tlavche, and then you bring five of those herbs, and then three fistfuls of lentils, v'chuna de chamune, and some cumin, a fistful of cumin, v'chuna de chavle, and a fistful of chavli. I think also chavli is, over here it says that it's a type of, generally it means chevel, like a rope, but over here it's not so clear what it is exactly. Ukenegdam kanta petirta, and then the same amount of intestinal fat of a firstborn animal. Vilibashil vilechol, and then cook it together and eat it. Vilishta batre shikhra charifa de tevet, and then drink very strong beer that was fermented in the month of Tevet, and you'll be fine. Okay. Lechacha, if somebody has an ache, there's a pain in his mouth, molars. Amar Baba Rav Huna, laiti tuma chida, bring a head of a garlic, v'nimrase b'mishicha u'milcha, grind it together with oil and salt, v'natvei atufra'e de'ilone, put it on your thumbnail over here, de'ahugisa de'chayivle, on the side of the mouth that hurts. Unahader le'gadanfa de'lisha, and then surround it with a piece of dough, ring of dough. V'nizdaher le'bisrei, and be careful that the garlic doesn't touch your skin, your flesh. De'kashed le'chivira, because it can cause chas v'shalom leprosy. Le'chinchei, what about tonsillitis? What should you do? So these are four steps for tonsillitis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, step number one, chumtei ki mamru. You bring these types of leaves. Ve'ikerad chumtei adif mi mamru, and then the root of this Pyrethium plant is better than this other leaf that we were talking about. And then you should keep it in your mouth for some time, and it's going to cause the swelling to stop. That's step number one. Step number two, the vashule. This is to make the pus collect in one spot to be opened and drained. So it says, Laite pare darish nafya. He brings the bran from the top of a sifter, a sieve, utlavche ba'afrayu, and the lentils in their soil, v'shuv lilta v'chumrata dekashuta. And then you bring fenugreek and a blossom, a hot blossom, v'nidkot ba'anguza bepume, and then keep a nut-sized amount in your mouth, and it should be fine. Liftuche. Now what about the... to swell it and cause it to burst open, to drain it. Another person should blow white cress seeds into the person's mouth with a wheat straw, and it'll cause it to be fine. And la suka, and to raise that skin after it's opened already, laite aferamitu la de beta kisei, you should bring dust from a shade of the bathroom, v'nigbol b'dusha v'nechol, mix it with honey and eat it, v'dema alele, because it's effective for this purpose. That is for tonsillitis. Okay, livarsam. What is this? This is a inflammation of mucous membrane and of the head. Okay, so he says, laiti kipistekat v'nishdor, bring a cedar cone's volume of ammoniac, v'chi amguza dechalbinita dushanita, a nut-sized amount of sweet, I don't know what this is, galbanum, I don't know what that is, umele tarvada dushal chivera, and a spoon of white honey, umele natlat bat mechoza chamra nikida. Where? Oh, okay, yeah, maybe. Chalbinita. Yeah, it could be. Okay, umele natlat bat mechoza chamra nikida, and then mechozait. Natla of clear wine. When you cook them all together, when you know that cooked, the ammonia cooked, you know the whole thing cooked. If that doesn't work, you bring a revi'it of milk from a white goat, and then he says, atlat kilchei b'kirava, let it drip over three cabbage stalks, v'nichavshei b'gazia d'me'armin, and then stir it all together with a piece of a branch of a tree. Whenever you know that twig, that branch that was cooked, you know the whole thing is cooked. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, lighting nafkeg de kalba chibera, bring a poop of a white dog. Do not do this at home. V'nigwal v'natva, knead it together with balsam and then eat it. V'kamad efshar, however much, if you can, possible, nafka lo nechol, you should try to never eat any excrement dimafrik, because it can cause the limbs to unsettle. This is a very disgusting thing to do. You should definitely not do this at home. I think we'll stop there for today. The whole, tomorrow is also the Amud, pretty much the daf until tomorrow also. It goes all the way through all different more diseases that will continue. So I guess we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Really, the daf today was all about different types of diseases and pains and sufferings that can be caused onto a person, and what are the different remedies, and how you can get to this. So there's a question over here as to why all of these things came about. There's a very big discussion over here of how all of these things came about. I think it's going down, though. If you look at how the storyline goes, it starts from all the different diseases that start from the top of the body. It starts from the head, and it goes down, if somebody has migraines, and it goes down to the eyes, and it goes down to the nose, and it goes down to the mouth, and it just goes all the way down the head of the body, all the way down. It goes through all these different diseases and all the remedies. It's not necessarily that nowadays all of these remedies would still work. Could be they happened then. It could be there's a much deeper understanding and more in-depth spiritual understanding behind these things that we don't necessarily understand. But this is what the Gemara is saying today. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen ve'amen.